More from Lenny Bruce's Berkeley concert, if you ever want to listen to it, which I know that maybe you don't, because it's really old, really fucking old. Thunder trade Serge Ibaka to Magic. Trade gives Thunder added salary cap room to re-sign Kevin Durant. All right. Let's see. The Thunder Development Center. Very interesting. I'm sitting here in El Pacifico Central. As you can see, behind me there is Richard Quest and Hara Hagadokulibakata. I don't know who she is. And Brexit has won in England. That means that Great Britain, the United Kingdom, is leaving the European Union. And I think if you're like me and most Americans, you don't know a goddamn thing about the EU. So maybe what we should do is tell people, what is the EU? Europa or European Union. The European Union. So we'll print off some stuff about that. See? You find out what's what it is and what it can be. There we go. This is where I want to be. Just the basics, man. That's the basics. Just tell me the basics. There's a lot of information, but I just want to know how, you know, old it is. You know, America is a big, big, big mass of land, and so we formed all of that into one country, and we could do that because we were brand spanking new. We just took over the whole goddamn thing and said, this is what we're going to do. Europe, coming from its very, very ancient beginnings, formed its countries and its tribes and its families long before it ever got any consciousness and any idea of, you know, solidarity as a continent. And they went through a lot of fucking wars, too. I was reading about the Hundred Years' War today, which was in the 14th century, which fell roughly during the time of the Black Plague. So Europe had been at their throats for years, centuries, not to mention all of the attendant problems, anti-Semitism. And this is what happens when everybody comes to a place where there's lots of resources. It's got nothing to do with a race being superior. It has to do with, hey, we found some shit here. The word gets around fast when there's stuff that's been found. People, the word gets out. Even back in those days, there was trading and everything. And there's some people are going to go there, and there's some people are going to take that right turn, and they went across Southern Asia, and they went to Australia, or they took the long diagonal route across the Bering Strait into North America, or they, you know, they did what they did. But it was, what was it? What were they doing? They were looking for resources. They were looking for food. They were looking for water. They were looking for land. They were looking for places to sustain life. And Europe, at that time, had everything. Forest, pasture land, game. And when they began farming, they had all of those, what were called cereal packages, that they brought with them from the Middle East and found the land to be fertile. And there were oceans, and there were lakes, and there was all of that. And you got a lot of people there. And with the advent of farming, the populations stopped hunting and gathering, and they were stable. They were staying in one place. And they could also, with the production of food, they could have bigger families. And as the families got bigger, the population centers got bigger. And when you get a lot of people, then you have to organize. Well, wait a minute. You know, we got to figure something out here. Well, there's a lot of shit here that we got to figure out. We got a lot of people here. And everybody is wrestling for these resources. And so they created nation states. Strong tribes, and then eventually, you know, nation states. And with that, you had to have a level of bureaucracy, because somebody had to keep track of all this shit, all the laws they're passing to make sure that nobody's... You heard Lenny and his very, very, you know, funny explanation. Eat, sleep, and crap. You know, it's pretty much the way it was. And then along came religion, because we had more leisure time. And, of course, religion was always very present with early man, but the ornate kinds of religions that began to spring up, the ability to sit and to worship God. This, we had time. We had time. We had time to think. We had time to read. We had time to create philosophies. We had time to create ideas for governance. And we also were getting in, you know, some pretty serious competition with the people that we were not able to actually formulate any deals with. These people were there, too. They wanted their resources, and so we had to have an army. Make sure that they didn't fuck around. And when you have an army and when you are constantly doing this, you're developing new and better weapons. In other words, as the saying goes, necessity being the mother of invention, it isn't because white people are so motherfucking smart. And I tell you, I have not talked to as many stupid people as I have over the last year. I'm just fucking stupid. And it validates what I've always thought. That, you know, we've got a very high opinion of ourselves in terms of our gray matter, because I sure as shit don't see a whole lot of tuition going on around here. I see, you know, we've got failing schools and failing classes and failing teachers. That eventually is going to turn into something. It's going to turn into a population of people that are just flat fucking dumb. And on top of being dumb, they have a lot of emotion going for them. They get into a mob mentality. Donald Trump is perfect for them. He just bowls right over the truth and just goes screaming at people. Some fucking guy actually said this to me. Now, what is... Some asshole today said these very words to me. Now, you figure this one out. I'm an informed voter. That's very offensive of you to think that I'm not smart. Don't judge my intelligence by the candidate that I'm going to vote for. Why not? Now, I wasn't about to ask the guy because it was a conversation I was having on Facebook. The more questions you ask of somebody, the more you allow someone into a conversation on Facebook or Twitter, the deeper into bullshit you get. There is no fucking clarity to be found there. None. The only real clarity you'll ever get in this world is when you're talking to somebody face to face. But I don't need that clarified, man. That guy said that. He said, I'm an intelligent person. Don't. He was offended that I was saying, you know, basically I was saying, you're not very bright. Don't judge me because of the candidate that I'm voting for. Don't judge my what the fuck does that mean, man? Either you're smart enough to pick the right man or you're not. Either you use your intelligence to make the right choices when it comes to, you know, your elected representatives or you're not. Either you're making an intelligent choice or you're not. I get that. I also get this. I get people saying, I get this with the Trump people. That's Donald Trump. That's not necessarily me. Don't judge me. We were talking to the third person about another guy, and it was actually this dude who claims he's gay and yet he supports Trump. That is really fucking weird. I don't give a shit what anybody says. I don't care if you're gay and you think it makes total sense to you. If you want to try and explain it to me, you can do that. But not one motherfucker that I've talked to who's I've only talked to one guy that's gay who supports Trump. And when I asked him, and I asked him in a very civil way, I can show you my questions to him. I said, so why would you support a guy who has gone to New York to basically ask for the support of some very well-known homophobic evangelicals? Or if you don't want to call them homophobic, they're anti-gay rights. That's what they are. Ralph Reed, that guy Shackelford, or whatever the fuck his name is, that James Dobson, it's a laundry list of these guys. They're not the most, you know, they're not the youngest group of guys, but these are the guys that Trump was. Why would you? I don't understand it. He could only come back with what was wrong with Hillary. That's why there's something happening there, and I don't really know what that is. I don't buy it. I just not fucking buying it. And so I think there's like an emotional problem that guy has. I think he's got, I'm sorry, you know, if it sounds demeaning, I guess it is, but it sounds to me like he's looking to, you know, he wants to, on some level, wants to be normal, wants to please the normals, wants to be a part of that world. Because I noticed that he identifies himself as an LGBT advocate on his Twitter account. When I went over to his Facebook page, which is what I was, you know, I encountered some of his friend, you know, people over there. He doesn't mention anything about being an LGBT advocate over there. Not a thing. He's from, he works for the GOP in Virginia. Now, I know a lot of people in Virginia. I know a lot of people in Virginia. I know a lot of people that have worked on the other side for the Democrats in Virginia. And I'm here to tell you, and I visited the D.C. area, and I've seen it in action. The Virginia GOP is anti-fucking-gay, so don't give me any bullshit. Now, there's probably a lot of pro-gay Republicans in Virginia. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you're working for the fucking party. The established Republican Party in Virginia has no interest at all in gay rights, so don't give me your fucking bullshit. And if you call yourself an LGBT advocate and a Republican, that's very true, possible. I'm not saying that that's impossible, and you're probably out advocating, but you are not doing it officially in the name of the Republican Party in Virginia. Ain't fucking happening, so don't tell me that you are. Not happening. And if you are, you're in for a big fucking hassle at the very highest levels of that fucking party. They don't want that. Virginia, the Virginia Republican Party is about as fucking right wing as the mainstream Republicans can get. Now, you'll notice that I didn't necessarily call them Trump people. I don't know. They look like the kind of people that would jump in with Trump. And at least in this instance, this guy has. And I think the whatever the fuck it is, Virginia Beach Republican Party. But Donald Trump is not a typical Republican. He's not really anything. It's the Trump party. He'll do whatever the fuck it is he wants to do when he wants to do it, and nobody's going to tell him shit. And if you talk to people who really support him, his most ardent supporters trust him implicitly. Whatever you say goes, Donald, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you right now, he said I could kill somebody. And he's right. Well, think of the implication of that. You could probably tell people to go ahead and start firing the fucking ovens up again, man, because that's how we're going to solve our fucking immigration problem. We'll just kill them and put them in an oven. And as crazy as that may sound to you, what you say back to me, Mr. and Mrs. Trump supporter, is just as fucking crazy, which is, I support him no matter what. I trust him no matter what. This is from a letter that was written by a couple in Indiana a year ago. We like Donald Trump. Now, maybe we're making the same mistake. They said this in this letter. I can find the letter for you. I've read it a million times. It's online. Now, we may be making the same mistake that people in Germany made. And we might be going for, you know, making the Hitler choice here. But we think the alternative is worse. This was written by, I thought they were educated. Somebody told me they were educated people. I don't believe it. If they are, they're educated in name only. They were sleeping through their fucking classes, and somebody somewhere fucked up and gave them a degree in something, because you can't possibly make a statement like that and call yourself a thinking person. This was a letter, folks. This was not spoken. So that means they had to sit and they had to write it out. Now, all this shit that I'm saying right now is lost on the average Trump person, because they just get defensive and they scream back in your face that you're being insulting and everything. And what about Hillary? What about Hillary? Hey, motherfucker, I'm not talking about Hillary. I'm talking about something that's far more serious. The candidacy of a guy that stands for nothing. Don't give me this shit about how he wants to make America great again. He doesn't fucking even know what that means. When the period when we had lots of jobs and racial harmony, what period of time are you talking about? When there was lots of jobs and America led the world in manufacturing, right? Okay. Sounds great. And that was somewhere after World War II through the 50s and 60s. I mean, we had a post-war boom. That's what Donald Trump and every person is talking about, whether they know it or not. And most of them don't know it. They're talking about the post-war boom, which lasted through the 60s and began to peter out in the early 70s, or actually in the late 60s. Very specific things politically were happening in the world. Forget about America, but in the world. Very specific environment we were in. We were leading one half of the globe in a struggle against a ideology that we saw as the next you know, Nazis. You know, we beat the Nazis. Now here's another evil thing. Oh, man. This is America's mission. Lots of government money for military equipment and spending. Obviously, that puts a lot of people to work. The moon, the space program puts a lot of people to work. You know, it's very funny. Two of the biggest fucking employers in post-war America, at least two of the biggest contractors in post-war, I should say, the biggest contractors in post-war America were working for or subcontracting to the government. The space program and the U.S. military. They fucking hired thousands of people, man. If not millions. Not to mention what I've already said, that this is too complex for most Trump people. The highest fucking corporate rate this country has ever had was in 1968 when we had an unemployment rate of 3.5%. 3.5, and we had a 52% corporate tax rate. That's the highest ever. And the only point that I'm making there is the corporate tax rate and employment do not necessarily correlate. It doesn't fucking mean shit if you give money to a big company and say, look, here's all this money you can have, and then sit there and do this while you wait for them to do the right thing and employ people and expand their business and really put it to good use. What's happening today is they're taking it and they're squirreling it away, and the 1%, that's what we mean by the 1%. They're not doing anything with it. There's only one way to get them to do something with it. That's to tax those motherfuckers. Nobody wants to do that because that hurts business. These bitches are not doing shit with that fucking money right now. They're not. None of that money is coming the way of the middle class. They make it and they shove it up their fucking ass along with everything else that they've got in their lives. Donald Trump right along with them. That cocksucker. The reason why he doesn't want anybody to see his tax returns is very, very obvious. He's right there with the 1%, man. He is squirreling away as much as he can. He didn't do shit in terms of paying real taxes. And everybody just sucks his dick for that one. Well, okay. But if you understand the math, then you understand what that means. And if you're still hanging on this idea that less taxes means you're just going to free the businessman, let the free market reign. That was Ronald Reagan's big fucking pitch. I'll never forget it. And I saw what happened to the free market reigning in my industry. It destroyed the radio industry. It destroyed the radio industry. They lifted all the limits on how many stations you could own. We now have basically three radio companies. Thank you very much. And the radio industry is dead. Now, maybe that's a good thing, as I've said, because it's given birth to, well, it hasn't given birth to, but an entirely separate industry. The digital age is upon us. Now, that was going to happen regardless of what happened with radio. In fact, had there been a radio industry that was going to survive this deregulation, radio would have probably gotten into the digital business. There would have been a lot more interest and work being done in terms of bringing together, fusing together those two media. But it didn't happen because radio was too fucking... First of all, they're too focused on buying up and leasing all these fucking signals. These motherfuckers are so goddamn stupid that it makes you want to cry. The Dickey brothers, who many of us were talking about, they ran Cumulus. You know, these guys were a perfect example of what I was talking about. These two assholes, one of them said... I don't know which one it was, Lou or John. We can't make any money with digital. 30 days later, he's saying, we're burning the midnight oil to try to make money on digital. I repeat that quote often because I cannot believe I heard it when I first heard it. It was as dumb a thing as I've ever heard anybody say. And those guys are gone. They're out. They got finally, somebody woke up in that motherfucking company and kicked their asses out of there. But there's nobody in the industry now, in the radio industry now, that's leading a charge, that's doing anything. There's no thinkers. There's no original thinkers. You know, so that was as a result of this, let the free market reign. Well, you know, we let the free fucking market reign to the point that the auto industry was no longer competitive. And talk about stupid. Christ almighty. you know, broadcasting is dumb, but it's really not affecting as many millions of workers, not even close, as the auto industry is. When you got, take the brain surgery that went into running the radio industry into the fucking toilet and put it into the auto industry, which is exactly what you had. What do you got? You got a dead fucking industry with millions of guys on the street. You got motherfuckers. These people, we don't want the government fooling around with this shit. Let me tell you something. First of all, the government's giving them money. What, you know, you'd rather watch them fail? All right, fine. But let's tell the truth here. That asshole that ran whatever company it was, GM, I forget, the guy that shit-canned the Saturn, the guy that made every wrong fucking move possible, and when they went to fire him, everyone was squealing. Why? Well, because it was a Democrat, a black president doing it, and that just it didn't sit well. You know, speaking of sitting, sit down, you know, and let the grown-ups fucking in here, man. That guy was just an example of what was wrong with the auto industry. I don't even remember this motherfucker's name anymore, but I do know that you can go back and look at the decisions that guy made. Stupid decision after stupid decision. That led to a period where they had nothing but fucking trucks they were selling. Big-ass, gas-guzzling fucking trucks. All right. It's time for me to get my shit together here. This is beds. No, we're going to audio. I'm going to write a book. But it's not what you think. I'm going to write a book about my life and my times, my life and times. And, yeah, there we go. The radio industry, everything, man. It's going to be beautiful. Jesus Christ. This has been some of the most depressing fucking days. Really depressing. The news depressing. There's nothing. I'm glad that there's a lot of people out there that love Donald Trump, because there's absolutely nothing about that motherfucker that is, I'm telling you, there's nothing about that guy that is good, in my opinion. I think he's all fucking bad. All bad. $18.495 trillion U.S. dollars, constituting 24% of the global nominal GDP. That's the EU. 17% when measured in terms of purchasing power. It has developed an internal single market through a standardized system of laws that applies to all member states. How old is the goddamn thing? Treaty of Rome. In 1950, Belgium, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Germany signed the Treaty of Rome, which created the European Economic Community, EEC. I remember the European Economic Community. That was 1957. They also signed another pact, created the European Atomic Energy. This was Belgium, France, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and West Germany. England was not a part of it. Well, they got along without England. Tensions began to show with France seeking to limit supranational power, Netherlands 1965, and agreement reached on July 1st, 67. The merger treaty created a single set of institutions for the three communities, whatever they are. All right. Member states. There's all kinds of stuff. You want to read about the EU. We ought to pass a law. Nobody should be allowed to talk about shit unless you've read at least one book about it. And that would apply to me as well, obviously. So, let's see. Now, we were going to have... Do we have a boat sound? Boats. Auto. Daily audio. 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 Daily audio. Boat. I guess we don't have... Damn it. Fuck. Shit. Well, I don't know, man. Okay. Notepad. Okay. Now, when I, what was I looking for? Oh, damn it. The street. And this could be in the... I'll get another one here. Oh, I had a water lapping thing here. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be any good, though. Yeah, water laps boat.
All right, Steve.
There's this girl over here.
Look out, Steve.
Yeah!
All right. I don't know. It's Bobby Dooley. And then, and the boats.
Phil. Yoo-hoo.
And then we have... 4 years ago was what, 12? 2012, Van Halen had their aborted tour. Bozell. Steve Bozell is embarrassed. And then,
who's this?
Well, I don't know, man. What time we got here? It's 30. Okay, I'm gonna have to get my shit together. What are some of the Citizens Observed Police shit that we were talking about? Chris Norton, Vernon Dozier. Yeah, he's back. He's doing his... Oh, that's right. Hockey. Vernon Dozier. Hockey. All right. I'm ready to go, man, if you are.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding.
His hair on, I put my fist up.
Yeah. Come on, motherfucker. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What do we got, man? Hey, man. Where's the BSP mid-roll promo? Ah, fuck this. All right. Testing.